David, first things first, comfortable victory there. Just your thoughts on that match for the team?
Yeah, I think the first match is always the hardest one. Obviously, everyone's a bit nervous. They're not always as sharp as they would be, say, come the end of the weekend. But I think, yeah, we got through that easy enough. And, yeah, it'll be a tougher match in the next one, I think.
And from your own personal standpoint, I saw you beat Craig Ryan 3-0. Were you pleased with your own performance?
Yeah, I was actually down in the first game, so I was happy to come back and take that because Craig's a decent player. So I was very happy to come through that one 3-0.
It's obviously, Matt, the return of you to the British League. Just talk us through the fact that you are now playing in the British League again for Sycamore.
Yeah, no, the last 2 years I played in Germany, and if you play in Germany, you can't play in another league. And this year I'm playing in the Elite League in Sweden. And Jason actually asked me if I was able to play, and I've had the dates. I'm free on these dates, so I've been able to help Jason out, seeing as I did before.
Just talk us through your move to Sweden as well. Everyone did know you were doing well in Germany. Why the move to Sweden?
Yeah, no, I had a change of practice group. I'm practicing at a new club in Sweden. There's a few good coaches there, and I'm playing in the Elite League now, which is a bit higher standard than the second league than what I played last year. So that was kind of the idea behind that.
So what sort of players are you playing? Has you got some big names playing in the Swedish league that you can nail for us?
Yeah, there's a Chinese guy who's, I think he played 28-1 last year. He was unbeaten in ET2 Cup. There's Robert Svensson, Mattias Karlsson, Harold Andersson. Yeah, most of the top Swedish guys are there. This is a really good standard.
So some big names, and I'm sure it's bringing your development on. Are you pleased with where you're at with your game at the minute?
Yeah, no, I've not actually played that many matches since the start of the season. The last tournament I played was the Heritage Oil Open in Britain, and then I played a tournament the other day in Sweden. But my season actually starts next week in Sweden, so this is a good set of matches to get me going.
Like you said, you've had a two-year hiatus from the British League. I know you've only played one match, but looking around the hall, what do you make of the standard compared to what it was when you were last playing in it?
Yeah, I think I last played 3 years ago, so I think it's a lot higher than then. And yeah, I think this is the highest standard I've seen it in a long time, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Is there anyone in particular you're looking forward to playing?
It's always fun to play the English guys or the British guys that I've known for years, but no, it's good to play everyone. There's a couple of Chinese guys in RC and a Japanese. It would be good to go against guys I've never played before. That's always a fun challenge.
And just finally, the lads came ever so close last year to win the title. Wasn't to be in the end. Is it a silly question to ask what the lads want to achieve this year?
Yeah, we've got to try and win it. That's the idea. But we'll see. We'll see how it pans out. Obviously, we've not got the Japanese lad with us this weekend. But no, we'll be fighting to try and win it.